Well, give God praise this morning, church. Amen. Yeah. Amen. He is so good to us. We are just blessed beyond all measure. Amen. He is so good to us. I don't know. Sometimes I just don't have the words to say, and I'm sorry about that. I got a buzz going on here. I apologize. That's me. So, see if I can remedy that. There we go. Praise the Lord. I got too many electronic devices on here. Thank the Lord I don't have a pacemaker or anything like that. Because if that day ever comes, then we'll just have a lot of batteries going on here to deal with. So, praise the Lord. Yeah, I do rebuke that. Well, anyway, welcome again into the house of the Lord. I just want to say, I'm just going to look at all of you. Thank you for being in the house of the Lord. Everybody, even those leaving that are coming back, welcome into the house of the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Amen. From the sound room, the text back there, to the people in the back, to the people up front, the people in the middle, bless you guys. I just want to say thank you for being here today. We're really just blessed. We're just blessed. We are a blessed ministry. My wife and I and our daughter are a blessed family. And I'm just a blessed guy. I just really am. So I just want to say thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Well, if you were here with us last week, we spent some time on I think it's an iconic story. I don't think it's an iconic story. Let me just be a little more clear. It's an iconic story. Even in our culture today, there are so many literary allusions and references in the media and in the newspapers to a David and Goliath scenario, right? It's like David and Goliath. And really, our culture, even those that are not educated in the scriptures, almost certainly, I would say, if you had to do a poll, I haven't really done my research, but I would say about 98% of Americans know that phrase. They may not know where it comes from, but they know that phrase. So the David and Goliath scenario. I had another thought, but that's a fleeting one, so I'm going to let that pass. It's an analogy that we can understand, but I want to, and hopefully last week I succeeded, and if I didn't, I definitely want to nail it down this week, to really bring the analogy together, really the metaphor, what we're talking about. This scripture was preserved for much more than just history. If you go to those Bible studies, they will tell you the books of the law, or Genesis through Deuteronomy. And then you go into the books of history, and this 1 Samuel would be one of those books of history. Then your books of the major prophets and the minor prophets, and then you go to the New Testament, all such. And that's fine. But really, if we just look at it as history, why, we were missing the focus of the gospel. We're missing the purpose that this was preserved for us and written down. It was more than just a great victory. And there's so many applications, but I don't want you to in any way miss during this message, and hopefully last week, and we may even go another one this week, or we may go one more on this. I don't know. It depends on how God leads. That, remember, Jesus was known as the Son of David. The Son of David. So these parallels that we see here, I believe it's uncanny how when David would have fought this battle with this giant Goliath, that 1,000 years later, give or take a few years, the Son of David, Jesus Christ, would come to this earth and fight the ultimate battle, the ultimate giant, Satan. If I didn't make that clear last week, I want to do that this week before I even begin. Because as I bring out these, what I believe, I call them a metaphor, but they're much more than that. They're applications. Because we have an enemy of our soul, and indeed he is a giant. As we talked about last week in the book of Jude, Jude would be the half-brother of Jesus Christ, one of the apostles after Jesus had resurrected. This Jude, who was an unbeliever in his very brother that he was a Messiah, became one of the most dedicated apostles in the church. And Jude talked about people that talk frivolously about Satan, about the devil, as though they themselves were able to combat the devil. And he reminded the writers, the people that would read that letter, and we read it today, that in the book of Job, that even the Michael, the archangel, when he struggled for the bones of Moses with the devil, did not rebuke the devil, did not give a railing accusation, but he said what? The Lord rebuke you, Satan. Why am I saying that? We have a formidable opponent who indeed is a giant. But the good news is we have the victor. We're on the winning side. It's the Jesus Christ, our Savior. So understand as we go through these applications today, and the story is rich. It's almost like, did you ever go out to, some of you grow a garden or you go to a fruit tree. Some years it's a little sparse. But if you go to certain trees, you know, I really like wild cherries, Bing cherries and things like that. And I like fruit. You go to a tree and sometimes it's just rich with fruit coming off it. 1 Samuel chapter 17 is rich. It's full of fruit. So I'm just praying, please pray for me that I will just glean from that fruit and deliver it in this message today as God has intended. But please don't miss the connection. Don't miss the metaphor of David and Goliath. Fast forward 1,000 years, a son of David, Jesus Christ, the descendant of David, fighting the ultimate giant, Satan, and winning the battle. Amen? Amen. Wow. So we've entitled this again, The Unlikely Champion, David. If you have your Bibles, would you please open to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17. We will be there today, and as I mentioned last week, and I will do it again this week, I won't read the entire passage. I'm going to go bit by bit, if you'll permit me. I'm hopeful that some of you are keeping notes, and you're dutifully keeping notes in your LifeTree issued notebooks, one per capita. You can have another one. I'm kidding. And if you really want to go into a more intense study, then go into your prayer closet, get into your Bible time and begin reading 1 Samuel chapter 17. In fact, much better, go before the time that led up to this battle with the Philistine army. So what I'll do before, I will certainly not going to repeat everything that I said last week, but I want to bring out some important things. Some of you weren't with us last week, and some of us, it's good for us to have a reminder. Good for us to have a reminder. So the first one is this. We spoke last week about the enemy. This was the enemy Goliath, who had come down. The armies of Israel were camped on one side. The armies of the Philistines were on another side. And in came into that intervening space this giant Goliath, over 9 feet tall, armored head to foot, had weapons galore, was able to fight seemingly any person in any army. And probably true in human terms. And we talked about last week how the enemy comes into, in fact, in verse 1 of that scripture, it tells us that they came down into